I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode number 34. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your teen turn struggles into strengths. All right, guys, welcome to episode 34. Today, we're going to be talking about, are you driving your teen away? We're going to explore that question and look at some of the ways that maybe you are driving your teen away. But before we get into that, I want to thank those of you who took me up on my offer and have scheduled a free consultation with me. I love getting to know you guys. I love hearing your story about raising your teenagers. And it's so beneficial to get to know each other and to see, oh yeah, here's how I can show up differently as a parent. Here's how I can help my teen. So thank you for all of you who have signed up for a free consultation. I thoroughly enjoy those. Anyone who hasn't yet, go ahead, hop on. There's a link in the show notes. It's bright green. It says free consultation with me, or you can go to benpughcoaching.com/mini. Now, on these consultations, I really go out of my way to do everything that I can do to help support you and your teenager. We work on mindset, we talk about some beliefs and those type of things, and then I talk to you about what one-on-one coaching looks like, maybe what our group looks like. There's no hard sell. Like, it's just, man, if you think this is beneficial, here's how I can help. If not, that's okay. Keep listening to the podcast. Keep showing up for my free trainings. But more than anything, these free consultations, I promise, this will help you take the work that you're doing in your own life with your teenager to the next level. This will help you be the parent that you want to be. So anyways, enough of that. Thank you to all of you who are either new to the group. Thank you to those of you who have taken advantage of the free consultation. I look forward to seeing more of you soon. And as promised, today we are talking about whether or not you are driving your teen away and what you could do about that. So a lot of times when we try to fix or change our teenagers, we just end up pushing them away. We end up making them, like, we don't think they're good enough and they need to do this and this to be better. And then they end up thinking along those same lines. Oh, I'm not good enough. I need to do this so that I'm better, so I'm good enough. So I want to share a quote. This is in an article that I was reading recently by Marcia Reynolds. She said, "Quit fixing and start believing in others. You can give them the benefit of your experiences, but you can't give them experience. They need their own experiences and lessons to develop." And I love that idea. She was talking more in like the business realm, but this applies to our families. Yeah, we can share our experiences. We can share our stories, all of that. But we cannot give our teenagers experience. They have to have their own experiences, their own struggles, their own mistakes, their own wins. That is how they learn and develop. So I wanted to share that quote. I also want to explore, like, why do we as parents need to fix others, our teens? Like, why as human beings do we need to fix others? And I want to just point out that human beings are fixers. We love to fix things. Even when things are good, we're always thinking, ooh, how can I make this better? And when things aren't good, we're always like, man, here's all the things that aren't good. How do we fix it? So as parents, many of us have come to believe that it's our job to fix our teenagers. A lot of us have come to this belief because that's what our parents thought their job was. And that's what their parents thought that their job was. So we now often fall into the trap that we think it's our job to fix our teenagers. And coupled with our experience, like we're older than our teenagers, we have way more experience. You put our love and all the resources that we have at our fingertips, like everything we've invested into our teenagers, and we're like, yeah, of course we want to fix them. It's my job. I got to make sure they're good, productive human beings. But the problem is when we try to fix our teenagers, what it really means is that we think there's something wrong with them. We think that there's something they need to do better, and we think that they're not quite good enough. Now, our teenagers often feel like there is something wrong with them and that they're not good enough. That comes from our thoughts about them, our thoughts and beliefs. That comes from social media, TV, like all of that is instilling this idea that, hey, you're not good enough. You need to lose 5 pounds to be better. You need 6-pack abs. You need to be popular. All of this stuff. As parents, when we try to fix our teenagers, oftentimes we are just confirming their suspicion that they're not good enough. And I don't want to I don't want you as parents to beat yourselves up, feel guilty and feel ashamed. Like, no, this is just part of the human condition. This is part of being human and being a parent. So what I want to do is I want to help you realize, oh, you know what? I am trying to fix my teenager. I'm trying to make them different, make them be better at math, make them behave better at school, like whatever it is. And oftentimes, like as parents, we feel shame, we feel embarrassment, we feel frustration towards our teenager because we think, man, they should be this. They should be better at math. They should be more mentally tough in a tough basketball situation. That's referring to what I struggle with sometimes with my teenagers. Now, I don't want you to think there's anything wrong. No, there's nothing wrong. This is just part of being a parent. We oftentimes feel like, oh, it's our job to fix our teenagers. When we can explore that, when we can understand, oh, why do I want to fix my teenager right here? It's always because we think if they did something differently, we would feel this way. If they did this, like sometimes we think, man, if they just get a better grade in math, then they'd be happier, then I'd be happier, or then they'd be more successful, and then now I'd be more successful. So I want to take a minute and I want to show you how this looks in the model. Now, I want to remind you, I didn't create the model. This is from my coach, Brooke Castillo. And this is what I use when I coach clients. I help them understand, oh, this is my thoughts. This is the model. Okay. So believe it or not, the number one problem that the parents that I work with face is that they're trying to fix their teenager. They come to me and they say things like, man, my teenager is pulling away. We're just not as close anymore. And as we explore, we realize, oh yeah, I'm trying to fix them. I'm trying to save them because I think they're throwing their life away. So here is a recent model from one of my clients. The circumstance is that their son's friends smoke weed. The thought is, oh, my son needs better friends or he'll ruin his life. That thought creates a feeling of fear, which fuels this parent's action of banning his son's friends from their house. And as a result, he's just pushing his son away. Another example, the circumstance is the daughter got a D in math. The thought is, she should be getting A's. Hear that should in there? So now that creates this feeling of frustration, maybe of embarrassment, shame. But we'll go with a feeling of frustration. As an action, they ground the daughter for a week, and the result is, I'm trying to fix my daughter. So when we try to fix our teenagers, we're actually pushing them away. We're actually telling them, you're not good enough as you are. You need to be this way so that then you'll be good enough. And anytime someone tries to fix you, I want you to think about the last time someone tried to fix you. You pull back, you pull away. So another thing that I want to help you understand, when we try to, fix people. Like, we have our own models, our own thinks, our own thoughts, our own beliefs about our teenagers. When we try to fix them, actually, whether we're trying to fix them or not, like, our teenagers are copying our thoughts and beliefs. Like, they don't always know how to think for themselves, so they just mirror what we think. So oftentimes, our teens just adopt our own thoughts and beliefs into their model. So I'll give you an example. So the circumstance about the young man whose friends smoke weed. Now this young man, because his dad thinks this, he thinks, oh yeah, I do need better friends or I'll ruin my life, which creates the feeling of fear, which leads to the action of him worrying about that his friends will ruin his life, which creates the result that he struggles making friends. The one about the daughter who got a D in math. Now she's echoing her mom's thoughts. Oh, I should be getting A's in math. Can you hear the should there? Now she feels shame. And as an action, she has negative self-talk, like, I'm stupid. I should be doing better. I'm not good enough. As a result, she doesn't try in class. Trying to fix our teens has the opposite effect. Trying to fix or change them often supports their suspicion that, oh yeah, there is something wrong with me. I'm not good enough. So I want to tell you about two things that you can do instead. Number one, connect with your teenager right where they are. Connect with them and with their friends that smoke pot. Connect with them where they are with a D in math. Yeah, math is hard. I get it. I personally hate math. I struggled in school. I didn't enjoy math until I started using it as a builder when we would frame houses and I had to use math. I know it's hard. We want our teens to have the best life possible. And sometimes it's hard to see how things will work out in the end with their current circumstances. And sometimes it just seems so bleak. But I promise things will work out for the best. Always. I promise 100% of the time. Every circumstance that you experience with your teen is an opportunity for connection. Every circumstance that your teen experiences is an opportunity for growth. I lit my school bus on fire on accident. Everyone told me it was the end of the world. But no, that was a powerful opportunity that helped me become who I am. Your teen has friends that smoke weed. Find a way. Connect with them right there. Your teen is struggling in school. Find a way that it's okay. Find a way to connect. Rather than trying to fix them, connect with them. So yeah, you can always invite them to change. You can help them see how a change would bring about different results in their lives, but you can't ever force that. And by connecting with them, I promise you, you'll have a much more powerful impact on their lives. The second thing that I want to invite you to do is to shift your focus. I say this all the time, but you have to be the change that you want to see in your teenager. You can't change your teenager. You can't make them show up differently, but you can be the change that you want to see. You can be that example. Rather than focusing on what you want them to do differently, focus on what you want to do differently. This will empower you rather than being the victim to your teenager. Now you have the power. Like, oh yeah, I can change this. And this will reinforce the first thing I told you about. This will help you connect with your teenager right where they are. This is so important. When I was talking to you about our models above and how oftentimes our teenagers adopt our thinking, our beliefs in their models. They also adopt our habits. They see what we do all the time. When we can connect with our teenagers and build that relationship, and when we shift our focus to ourselves, we get to be intentional about what we think and what we believe about our teenagers. That will change how we feel towards them, how we act towards them, and the results that we get when it comes to us parenting our teenagers. That will also impact how our teenagers see themselves, how they think about themselves, how they feel about themselves. By you focusing on you and controlling what you can control, you are actually empowering your teenager to do the same, to control what they can control. You help them realize, oh, I am good enough how I am. Mom loves me just how I am. I want to change for me. And mom, she'll love me whether I change or not. Or dad, yeah, he has taught me this. And I've seen in the way he lives that this is how I can do things differently. All right, guys, that is all I've got for you today. Really explore, get curious. Are you driving your teenager away? If you are, what can you do right now to connect with them where they are? And what can you do to focus on you? Bring that focus inward. All right. I also want to invite you, go hop on a free consultation with me. I can help you build a rock solid relationship with your teenager so that you have a powerful impact in their lives. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode of Impact, Parenting with Perspective. If you found any of this helpful and would like to get some one-on-one help with parenting your teen, head over to benpewcoaching.com/mini and sign up for a free consultation today. I'll talk to you soon.